We've talked a lot about the online car service Uber on this show. Since it set up shop in Boston, the company has found plenty of fans who love its fast, reliable transportation. And it's found plenty of opponents, too. Taxi operators complain Uber is unregulated and unfair competition. Uber says, nah, it's a completely different business. And, oh, by the way, Forbes magazine reports today that Uber has slashed rates for some rides by 25% in at least 25 markets for a limited time.
But in the taxi wars, Boston cabbie Tom LeCompte has a more nuanced view. He's a contributor to WBUR's Cognoscendi opinion page, and he argues that Uber and taxi owners could learn a lot from one another.
To get my hack license, I registered with the police department, attended classes, and passed a test covering the subjects of taxi regulations, traffic laws, and basic knowledge of the city. To pick up a fare at Logan, I have to get at the end of a long line of cabs at the taxi pool and wait for up to 3 hours to get called to a terminal. It's the same for the stands at Prudential or any of the major hotels. After paying for the cab rental, the gas, and sundry other fees, I might be lucky to get $200 for a 12-hour shift. So to have some Joe Blow with a car sign up online and then drive for however long he likes, pick off fares I've patiently waited for, makes me blow a gasket. Uber, the ride-sharing application that connects passengers with drivers for hire, poses an existential threat to the taxi industry. Why call a cab when Uber can get you a car more quickly, give you the driver's name and a photo of the vehicle, tell you how long it will take, as well as the expected fare, and do it more cheaply? No wonder cabbies and taxi regulators have sought to rein in Uber. In Cambridge last week, the License Commission unveiled regulations to regulate the service. The city claims regulations are necessary to ensure public safety, quality of service, and fair competition. Opponents see regulations as an attempt to protect a sclerotic, government-controlled industry. Both are right. Communities have an absolute interest in regulating transportation. Taxis are an essential component of public transportation. Citizens need to know that when they call for a cab, one will show up on time, it will take them safely to their destination, and not overcharge them. Cities, particularly those such as Boston, which rely on tourism, need to know this too. Which is why Uber goes to the heart of everything that is wrong with the taxi industry. Too often, taxis show up late or not at all. The cabs are often filthy. The driver's rude, reckless, or clueless. When it's rush hour or bad weather, you can never seem to find one. Uber achieves what the industry should have been doing all along, adapting to new technology and looking for ways to improve service. Like it or not, Uber has changed the taxi industry. The fight will end when taxi companies adopt dispatching systems built on the Uber model, and when drivers for Uber have to submit to some form of regulation. Until then, as I look at my options, Uber doesn't look so bad.
Tom LeCompte is a freelance writer, part-time cab driver, and contributor to Cognoscendi, WBUR's ideas and opinion page. Find his essay at WBUR.org.
And we've got this update about this story. The city of Cambridge has scrapped its proposed set of controversial regulations for Uber. The chair of the city's license commission says Cambridge will study what other cities have done and do a complete rewrite of its guidelines for smartphone car services.
Well, stick with us, because after the break, if so many women are interested in the life sciences, why are so few of them working in the nation's elite biology labs? We'll take a look. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.